What's up, guys? This is Young Shot here, or Tavon Bessa, you can call me, and this welcome to the Knicks and X and O's podcast. I'm your host, Tavon Bess, and here to give you everything Knicks, everything New York Knicks, everything about it. So we're going to get started right here with the New York Knicks podcast. So now you guys got to know that the New York Knicks podcast is up. Let's get started about me. You guys probably don't know about me. You probably don't ever heard about me ever before, but I'm here to give you an edgewise otherwise. My name is Tavon Bess. Been a long life Knicks fan since 96, ever since I came out the womb. Yes, as gross as that sounds, I don't care. Regardless or not, family, whole bunch of Knicks fans, pretty much from the jerseys, from everything that started off. Everything. Just been a Knicks fan, just been brought up to being a Knicks fan in the first place, so it's crazy. Two, I'm a sports writer, I'm an aspiring journalist. I've already got my associate's degree in journalism, trying to get and move up to basically get a bachelor's in journalism in due time. Basically been working up there, you know, just been trying to basically get myself up there to basically become a journalist and just be in the mix, you know, actually break down games, whoever team I go against or whoever team I basically cover at the time. And also I've been writing for a few websites here and there, and also been joining up in groups to basically do live streams and whatnot. So it's not a bad, you know, thing. I love being a journalist. I love basically writing. I love watching sports and watching sports and basically just, you know, seeing things in sports. When it comes to the NFL, when it comes to the NBA, UFC, anything, bro. I just love sports, and I'm more passionate about it and basically more talkative about it in general. So definitely one of the things. Number three, my favorite era of the Knicks was the Van Gundy 1999 to 2000. And I still watch previous eras of basketball all the way up to the 80s. I do hint a little bit of the 70s as well. I'm very good at it. Very good historian, basically looking at basketball. Now, I may not recount stats or whatever, but I do, however, watch games and still just recount stats. Not recount stats, but recount games, watch the games, look how things go. Very detailed about certain games that I watch. Even as I watch Knicks games today, I can tell what's going on, who made a mistake, blah, 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 and everything. And just basically read and feed into just the whole thing about, you know, who has the better stat line, the plus and minuses. I go into detail with everything and just making sure, just to go back to the Van Gundy era, even from Van Gundy, shout outs to him to his birthday. Appreciate the man for basically being the head coach. But regardless or not, 1999 to 2000 with the Patrick Ewing era, Latrell Sprewell out in Houston, pretty much. Basically, them going against the Spurs, losing, of course, into the finals, regardless or not. Love that era. Love that time, basically. And this is my first time, number four, this is my first time doing a solo podcast. So, first time doing a solo podcast, worked with groups before, worked with a Buffalo Fanatic group, worked with the Cold Front Report, which is pretty much a Buffalo group. However, I'm not a Buffalo fan. And besides, I'm a New York Jets fan, so just letting you guys know in the future reference when you go looking back at this. And I'm a huge fan of the Knicks Film School. Look at it constantly. I've been looking at other podcasts and also other Twitter pages as well, as far as the New York Knicks go, the New Era Knicks, Knicks podcast, the New York Knicks podcast, everything. I just look at anything New York Knicks, New York Jets. That's just me, but that's enough about me. Let's talk about more about the Knicks. And here to bring it to you is the Knicks X and O. So, obviously, we got our first thing, which is the Knicks development. Now, as I said before, the Knicks development has been, as I say, a fortune one at the beginning of the season. I'm just going to talk about the development in terms of the midseason, how we're going into the season, the first thing. Because, again, this is the first episode, so we're not going to really touch bases on everything. Again, this is going to be a 30-minute episode, but let's talk about the Knicks development. So, first things first, I like the fact that we have Moutier starting out every game, basically coming in, doing his thing. You know, maybe lackluster in terms of three-point shooting, maybe very bad defensively, but again, has a New York Knicks squad, especially knowing coming in that we're not going to do nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. Going into the playoffs whatsoever, thinking about it, this young roster, Moutier has been droughted out, you know, been down in the NBA depths, basically can never come back. Almost single-handedly couldn't find a team to basically try it on. The Knicks gave him a chance. Fizdale said, hey, I want to see what you could do out there. I know you have talent. He comes out there. He does what he needs to do. He gets the talent. He does what he needs to do. Proud of Moutier, how far he comes. That being said, Ntilikina is still on the bench. Has many thoughts to him basically having a good rookie season. Again, he wasn't going to impress people because, again, he's not what Dennis Smith is supposed to be in regards to the trade rumors that's about to been happening. But Ntilikina, first season, they think that, you know, he maybe have a better second season. He has been showing glimpses, but he hasn't been, you know, doing what he needs to do. Granted as well, Frank always displays defense. Always been a perfect, or not going to say a perfect passer, but he has been displaying a little bit of his offensive game, which I think Knicks fans really want to see, but I actually see him actually turn into the right direction. Frank and Moutier's situation is a very big one. I think Frank Ntilikina should get the edge, obviously, because he's the perfect example of what the Knicks really need and the culture direction that they're going in. Fizdale wants people that can get at it, basically battle, and basically develop at the same time. Moutier is one of those guys, yes. Does it question whether we should keep him or not as far as going into next season? Because, again, he's only a one-year player right now at this point. Maybe. Frank Ntilikina is a future player. He's been signed to a future contract. I say let the man play. Give him some more minutes. What's going on here? You've been giving, you know, Trey Burke some minutes. Again, one-year tender, so I understand. Being Noah Vonleh, I love Noah Vonleh, don't get me wrong. Give Mario Hezonja, basically benched him. Same thing for Frank, benched him. Give him some minutes. Mario Hezonja, get some minutes. He's actually been improving on defense in terms of anticipation on steals, basically getting out to the ball hand or whatever. But the main thing is when, and this is far aside from Frank, because I'm going to get down to the other players as well. Frank needs more minutes. And I've been preaching this. I've been seeing it on Twitter from all the Knicks fans. Frank's need more minutes. He needs to get out there. He only gets limited minutes. And when he does the what he can with the most of it. Again, he's not a scorer. He does the thing. He does the little things that makes the team win. And I don't see why Fizdale doesn't play him. Maybe he wants Moutier to actually play, like, you know, half of the season. Because this has been going on for about 20 games now where Moutier has been basically playing steadily and getting increasing minutes with Trey Burke and see how the guard tandems play, basically see how all the combo guards play. And right now, I just don't see why they don't play Frank with Moutier or play Frank in combinations just to see how things go. Now, I like that the fact that Dotson's getting more minutes. I also like the fact that a few other players getting minutes. Alonzo Trier just came back into a mix with injury. Just granted, again, that goaltend? Yeah, I don't know about that. I see what's been going on against the Wizards game. I don't know how we let them to make them come back into the game. And then the goaltend was just, that was a heart-wrenching. But, hey, we're tanking for Zion, right? We're tanking for Barrett, right? That's the main goal of it. It's whatever. Let's just see how certain guard tandems. I think Fizzo should point out the fact that we should be looking at these guard tandems to see what we need to do anyway. So, there's that. And going down now to the fourth spot, we got OC Kevin Knox, who's been a killer. He's only 19, people, and I'm going to keep on preaching it that this man is only 19. Kevin Knox has been the brightest spot of the young player development for the Knicks. And I got to say that another person, Luke Kornet has been really good as far as being a stretch five, brings more to the table than that post guy that, you know, pretty much been complaining whether he should get minutes or not. Yes, I'm talking about Enes Kanter. I don't know why we still have this man on our team. Yes, he provides rebounding and scoring, like post-scoring, but come on, this man cannot play any lick of defense. And this man cannot as well play any pick-and-roll defense whatsoever. And he's not even an interior defender. He doesn't have the in and outs of IQ. So I'm going to continue to bash him. And as far as the Knicks film school goes, Jonathan Mariti, My fault if I mispronounced your name, man, but thank you for the updates or the every daily updates on Ennis Kanter, the stat of the day, or just basically talking about him. You've been making me laugh with everything that you've basically been putting out with Ennis Kanter. But as far as that goes, man, we got to give more younger players more time to shine. I know the veterans been getting some minutes with Courtney Lee, with Lance Thomas, with Ennis Kanter, to basically try to see if we can trade him. I'm like, yo, the player development is more important than anything. Mitchell Robinson has been a fantastic find by the New York Knicks, and give it up to Scott Perry and the group, and just basically Steve Mills, basically pointing out there to making sure they land on their second round picks. And boy, they have been doing a great job as far as the young group development. Maybe if we don't even get KP back, hey, I'm still excited just to see the young group actually playing more, Mitchell Robinson or whatever. But enough about that. Let's go focus on to the trading aspect. Yes, I've been talking about the Knicks development, and yes, I've been bouncing around here and there, whatever. But the Knicks trading future. Now, the trade deadline is coming up. Same time has the All-Star Game announcement as far as the team selection goes. We don't know much about the Knicks, where they're going to go as far as trading goes. There's been reports about us trading to the Kings, us trading to the Dallas Mavericks, us trading to many other places. But we don't know exactly what the market presents out there for the trade deadline. So obviously we know Ennis Kanter name has been popped out. This man has been benched, been coming back again into the starting lineup, benched again. For the younger development group, because that's the main thing that we focused on. So I'm going to bring up a comment that Fizdale pretty much said, taking out these things. Also showing that the youth development has been working, but I'm going to bring it up right now. I'm going to go straight to my phone real quick. I had it posted onto the Twitter page, so my fault for that, guys. But pretty much I had it retweeted and liked, so you guys will see it in a few minutes or so. But basically what Fizdo was saying, as I bring it down here very slowly into the chat, that guys aren't he understands guys is pretty much in their first year, pretty much on their 1 year contract or whatever. He understands that they're gonna be doing, you know, he understand that they want minutes, my fault for the little stutter or whatever, but he understand that you guys want minutes or whatever, so he's going to make sure they play, but also he has to understand, they have to understand that it's a young group going out there and basically playing, and they lead by example since they're the veteran leaders. So I'm going to bring up the quotes right now. This is the first, this is out of four parts. I'm getting this from Ian Beagle, a very highly talented Knicks reporter, by the way. When we move the ball, this from Fizdale today, when we move the ball, it has its moments of looking really good. And when we hold it, it has a terrible basketball team. We look like a very terrible basketball team. This is the battle that I have to fight, not only for the young players, everybody fighting for who they are in the league, but also to the seven guys in contract years and just always fighting that demon, or we're not necessarily a winning group. So she should go for mine. I don't feel that's out of this group as of yet. Excluding Kristaps Porzingis and the two-way player, six Knicks that are not under contract for next season. Fizdale message for those pending free agents is in this part. This is the second part of it. Play unselfish and other teams will notice. I empathize with these guys and everything they will go through. I try to put myself in their shoes at all times. You talking about it's coming down to you feeding your family, setting yourself up to a multi-year contract, things like that. How can you not think about stuff like that? We are all to be in the same position. It's just as much as possible can as a head coach is to show them the benefit for you won't come at the level that you expect if you do not do it for your team, because it shows up ugly on the TV screen. But if you're busting your hump and doing it for the team and taking care of your numbers, that's what the teams are looking for trading. I stress that to them a lot, whether they're going to be with us or with any other team. People are looking for winners. That's really why I stress to them when it comes down to the stuff. But I really feel we got overall a really unselfish group. The human nature is what it is crept on. So I'm just letting you guys know, and I know that's not the exact quote that was posted on the screen, but I was just reading from the phone. My bad for the little unpreparedness. But regardless or not, the New York Knicks are pretty much David Fizdale. What he's pretty much saying is, yo, we know that you're not going to get much minutes, or we know that you have to be a part of this unselfish group. I'm going to give you the minutes. I'm going to showcase to the teams, like, hey, if you want out of here, obviously, for the one-year deals, or basically just getting a better contract, or basically just getting traded out there before the deadline, or even during the deadline, just letting you guys know, you're going to get minutes as long as you show your place in this league, as long as you show your place in this team and give this unselfish minutes out on the floor, showing the team effort, you will get out there. You will get the minutes that you will get. You will probably find a trade or the trade destination, and also show that you're remarkable in free agency. Show that you actually belong in this league, and actually show that you're a part of this league, and show that, you know, you're going to be out there and possibly getting money, probably getting the multi-year contracts and showing teams your worth. So that's the main message of Dave Fitzgerald. How do I agree with it? Yes, I do. I want these veterans to know, especially if you're going to be a part of this young development player group, especially with KP now coming back, going to come back very soon. Hopefully he comes back this soon. If not, come back next season. Regardless or not, these veterans need to know that the youth is first, the player development is first, and this team is only going to thrive off of firsthand the players, the young players that's out there. Whether it be the Lance Thomas basically showing Kevin Knox how to do things, as far as Enes Kanter basically showing a positive attitude, showing the grit, showing how he can improve Mitchell Robinson games in the post, you know, certain things like that. Now, again, Enes Kanter hasn't been the perfect leader. And I mean, like, he's just been mostly about himself. This man accepted a play option knowing what he's about to get into. In his business, I understand he gets his 20 mil or whatever. But still, regardless or not, you got to show these guys that you're a leader. Courtney Lee has been a perfect example, I feel, to DeMar Dotson, to Mario Zonja, to all these young guards out here, especially Trey Burke and all of them. Just show them, hey, this is what you need to do in and out every game. Be a perfect professional. Make sure you're a professional at all times. Don't matter what the risk is. And that's why I love about Frank's Nilkin so much. But again, staring off the top of it again. Frank, regardless, just show them that you're a veteran, that you respect the game, and you'll find minutes on the floor, and you'll find minutes to your team, and it can actually lead to winning, given a winning culture. And I think that's Fizdale, what he's been preaching ever since, every time, to the New York Knicks group. So that's the thing. So let's move aside from the Knicks development. As I said, midseason, I feel like I haven't touched bases on every Knicks development so far, every Knicks player. But we're gonna get into that more as we go into the more podcasts, as we move into more episodes. So Knicks X and O's, we're going to go more into the player development. So let's bring up the preview of the Knicks and the Thunder's game. Now, I haven't had the perfect pictures, but we all know Knicks and the Thunder play tomorrow, MLK Day. Big salute to anybody that basically the Civil Rights Movement. Now, I don't know much about the historian of time, but I do know it's MLK's birthday. And it's going to be an eventful day, especially for the New York Knicks. New York Knicks are 14-4 on MLK Day. Great to see that as well. They're going to go against the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's going to start at 12:30 p.m. It's going to be at Madison Square Garden. Now, Thunder is coming in with a fourth quarter win over the Philadelphia 76ers, with Paul George shooting and hitting the game winner, pretty much making sure the Thunder win in overtime in a very crazy game. And the Knicks just coming off a heartbreaking loss against the Wizards in London, with Alonzo Trier goaltending, basically making sure the tank is still weathered in season, and also our place in Zion. Now, as many other teams basically wanted to get Zion, Chicago, Cleveland, I mean, these teams in Bane, I mean, especially our team, basically just being horrible. But let's not talk about that. Knicks and Thunder, going to be an eventful game, I feel. Russell Westbrook comes into the Garden. He's been playing really well every time he gets to the Garden. And many people think that, you know, Russell Westbrook is the MVP candidate. Man, this man Paul George has been getting buckets, been a huge front runner for MVP, besides from that other bearded guy from Houston. Regardless or not, dude has been a very significant talent. I can't see how we're going to play against it, to be honest with you, but I have faith in these Knicks, man. Kevin Knox obviously going to have to do something about Paul George basically being on him, but I'm pretty sure they're going to involve him in a lot of off-ball screens, a lot of ways to try to get him to score. Enes Kanter obviously is going to have some emotional impact into the game. Again, he used to play for OKC Thunder, so I can see why they will probably put him into a situation where he will get some minutes in this game. I can see DeMar Dotson probably get into the mix, probably guarding Paul George. Probably seeing Frank Ntilikina guarding Russell Westbrook, but also putting Moody out there and see if he can push the ball, push the effort. Because, again, this Thunder team likes to run as well. As far as the Knicks can go, they want to increase the pace. They have a little bit of pace, but, again, as far as it goes, I want this to be a slow, methodical, but in the paint game with Enes Kanter, basically trying to prove that to Steven Adams, yo, like, you know, I got this. You know, I got this game or whatever. But again, we don't have much talent. Well, we have talent, but we don't have much of development, or we don't have much of, we have talent, but we don't have that talent yet. You know, we don't have that experience yet. So obviously, I don't see this going too good. Again, as a Knicks fan, I just want to see development. I just want to see this team basically get out there, do what they need to do, see Kevin Knox actually somehow put up a good effort against this Thunder team, despite them being one of the best defenses in the league to this day. And just see how Frank Ntilikina does what he does, Mario Hezonja what he does, how these veterans, Trey Burke, how he does against the guard tandem of Russell Westbrook, and just basically how they're going to stop, you know, the athleticism of the OKC Thunder. Terrence Ferguson. Now, I haven't touched bases on him. Terrence Ferguson has been a real key factor in this game. Now, I wouldn't put it, now, you guys probably saying, why Terrence Ferguson? Terrence Ferguson's been shooting the lights out for the Thunder in the past few games, and this man has been on fire for the past three games for the Thunder. Steven Adams been doing work, especially from last time I can tell from the Sixers and Thunder's game, and also the Thunder and Lakers game, because, yes, I've been watching a few games other than the Knicks. Don't blame me. Still a Knicks fan. Don't kill me. Regardless of that, Steven Adams has been doing pretty good recently, so we got to see a way how we're going to keep this man off the board. You're going to see how we got to stop the fast pace of the Thunder offense and just how we can stop Paul George, whether it be Kevin Knox being on him, whether it be the defensive effort, whether we put Mario Hezonja. We got to see and mix and match how things, and who we going to put on Russell Westbrook, who we going to do with certain lineups, certain things. So I think Fizdale, the main focus for him is just to see which lineup plays good, continue with who to put out there as far as the guard lineups, and continue to see who we have out there that we can basically give us a push, give us a lift, give us whatever that we need to do. And that's the main purpose of it. I feel as though that we need Moutier and Lee out there, see how they can get a mix. Throw out Trey Burks and Frank Ntilikina. Throw out Moutier and Frank. Throw out Frank, you know, Dotson. That lineup I feel like is a more effective line. Frank, Dotson, Knox, Vonleh, Kanter, or I mean not even Kanter. Frank, Vonleh, Dotson, Knox, and Mitchell Robinson, even Luke Kornet a little bit, impressive defense rating, if anything. So I feel like, though, the Knicks need to play that lineup a little bit more, especially against the Thunder. But then again, Fizdale is all about player development. He wants to see everybody, so let's just see how it goes, necessarily. Again, as I said, the Knicks and Thunder game is scheduled for tip-off at 12:30 Eastern. Is going to be at Madison Square Garden. I can't wait for that. So, with the ending of the show, it comes down now to the shout-outs. I want to give a big shout-out to the Powerhouse Breakers. They have been promoting this podcast, and basically, even though this is the first episode of the podcast, they've been a great help to basically putting out that the podcast is going to be out. I'm going to release that episode to them, to their page, and I got to show you guys these brand and spanking new helmets that they're going to have to basically giving out to these rewards. Basically, anybody that wants these helmets can participate on the page. I want you guys to know that these helmets is auctionable, very sellable, and you guys could possibly win in free giveaways for these helmets. So look at all these helmets. Look at the design, Colts helmets. You got Jets helmets. You got any NFL team that you want, man. So definitely give a shout out to them to basically give them promotion right here. Steelers helmet, man, they got fantastic helmets and jerseys. So you guys know, make sure to hit up the Powerhouse Breakers. They have what you need as far as merchandise, as far as memorabilia, for has helmets and jerseys for whatever team, whatever NFL team you have, probably incoming too, and NBA jerseys, and also anything as far as sports in general. You might get a glimpse of memorabilia from right there from Powerhouse Breakers. So letting you guys know from that side point. Now, we also have the Pulse Podcast Network. I want the Pulse Podcast Network to give a great and huge shout out, man. I love what they have done. And they gave me a shot to actually put this podcast out there for the first episode. Pulse Podcast Network, you guys are fantastic. Thank you, guys. And I also listen to all the content from football, from the Chiefs, from the Patriots, from the Jets, man. I love you guys. I'm going to soon also maybe get into the Jets activity soon. You might see it soon. And I'm also podcasting directly from the Fly Feed from Pulse Podcast. So you guys know this show is completely sponsored by Pulse Podcast. And I am completely a part of the Pulse Podcast crew. So that's definitely another thing. And I also want to give a big shout out to the Cold Front Report. So the Cold Front Report, I basically help them. Yeah, I help them, guys. I don't usually help every time, but when I do, I always give them a big shout out. Miss Man, JTM, this man, Monster. Yo, I can't wait until the Bills pretty much the NFL season start next time. I hate the Drats, Patriots fans that just basically celebrating the Super Bowl, going into the Super Bowl right now. I just want these Bills fans to know that the Cold Front Report know that I'm happy that to be a part or just basically help the group in general. And not only that, also want to give a big shout out to Brandon Nunes for the Distributor Podcast, for the podcast Pulse Podcast Network. This man helped me with the logo and everything for the Knicks X and O's, even this Knicks podcast that you see up top next to the Knicks and X and O's title. So I want you guys to know and give him a big shout out as well, and also tune into his podcast as well. And I want to give a big shout out to whoever listening to the Knicks and X and O's podcast as we break down everything New York Knicks, every news, everything that's going on. This is the first episode of the Knicks new X and O's podcast. So I want to give a great shout out. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you're listening from the Anchor Podcast and / the Pulse Podcast Network, this is your host, Tavon Best. I'm out with the Knicks New York. Stay classy, especially against these Thunders, man. It's going to be a great game. I can't wait to see it. I'm going to give you the breakdown and also a review as soon as the next game is finished. I'm also going to try to go inside and see and show the highlights as well. Basically, give them a breakdown of what I think of the game is. So, thank you guys for tuning in to the Knicks X and O's podcast. I'm your host, Tavon Best. I'm out. See you later, man.